It was about getting scholarship athletes to pay attention in school and use their time wisely so that they actually graduate, because scholarship athletes can go to school and think, hey, I'm going to get drafted. I don't need to pay attention to school. They don't need school. And then they get injured or something happens or whatever goes on in life, and they're not equipped. So this coach put on this program, and he, yeah, it's on a stage. So he's back up like this in here, and he would take something out of his pocket and hold it up like this and said, who will give me $5 for this? And the person sitting right there put their hands up. Everybody else was kind of like, what's going on? And he would hand it to them, $5. You know what he gave him $5 for? $100 bill. Couldn't tell it was a $100 bill because he's, right, far away. You know what his message was? Yes, but sit in a competitive position, right? If you're there to learn, be there to learn and get the most out of it, right? Sit in a competitive position. So thank you for moving forward. Appreciate it. You're in a competitive position. So Mr. Curtis, Elder Curtis, is recovering, I understand. Yes? Recovering. And didn't want to spread whatever virus or germs around, because we're pretty sensitive to that. We saw an interesting meme this morning that had a guy rubber band to his face, the CD for the Norton antivirus on his face. He thought that would help protect him. Norton antivirus is for computers. All right, so Peter, would you say a prayer to start our time? Thank you.
Lord, we thank you that we can safely and comfortably gather here today. Please, Lord, help us to understand everything you wish us to and protect us for the rest of the week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so I'm picking up on Elder Curtis's slides here. Since I didn't make them, I'm going to go through them with you, but there starts off the review, chapters 1-15. And now that we have Krista and the youth group, the young adult group here, woohoo, yeah, we'll go through this really quick because you guys know all the answers. We are getting on chapter 16, which is perseverance of the saints. And first, we studied of Scripture, chapter 1. God's word and how he reveals himself. Chapter 2, of God and the Holy Trinity. And that summary is what? Right? One God, three persons only. Living, true, perfect, and eternal. Three of the God's decree. What is God's decree? Oh. I know this one. God's decree. Oh. He knows all things. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next one here. Number 4, creation. What's creation? Huh? And it was all good, right? It's all good. 6 days, all good. Okay? Isn't it incredible that we get these handheld devices, right? You can look at videos from the world. You can communicate. This morning, I had an exchange with our partner or agent in Israel this morning. Of course, it's Sunday there. Sunday is the first day of the week in Israel. Their weekend is actually Friday, Saturday. So I did just a quick exchange to acknowledge, hey, I got your message. I'll get back to you from my phone. Amazing, isn't it? And what is really amazing to me is everything in that phone, everything about that phone, everything that supports that phone existed from the beginning. From the beginning. Isn't that incredible how God has allowed us to use and to benefit from his creation? Amazing. Providence. A little trepidation on this one. Okay? His protective care. This is one of the chapters that I had, and one of the things that struck me about God's providence, we talk about providentially something happens, okay? But it is, he's a benevolent God. It's for our care, protection. Benevolent means for our benefit. Benefit. Yeah, bene. Bene. It's to our benefit. It's for our good. Of the number six, fall, sin, and punishment, all deserved death. Right? That's what we deserve. The wrath and curse of God. God's covenant with man, number seven. Okay, this will be on the test, okay? Covenant of works was to obey and live. Covenant of grace is how God redeemed his people. By the way, in the covenant of grace, which we live in now, this is the basis with which we persevere. Of Christ the mediator. Mediator means what? Intermediary goes between. He, remember the picture of the chasm, the big canyon, and it's bridged by him? Okay, Christ bridges the gap between God and man by fulfilling the law for us. Of free will? Okay, he converts sinners and frees their will to do what is good. Are we able to have faith in Christ with a heart of stone? With a heart of flesh, can we? Yes, the heart of flesh. Good try. You're testing me. The heart of flesh, a heart quickened by the Holy Spirit, enables us to understand, to comprehend, and to love the Word. Albeit, it can be tough. It can be tough on us. Because our flesh doesn't like that sometimes, often. Okay, 10, effectual calling. This is one of the chewy ones of the Reformed thinking and faith, remember? Effectual, go ahead. Effectual means it works, and calling means he enables the salvation, he calls us. How do you know? Is that your question? How do you know that you've been called? That's a very good question, and actually is part of this chapter we're getting to, of perseverance. So let's remember that, Joey. If I don't answer that, let me know. Okay, of saving faith and repentance unto life. Faith and repentance are graces inseparable, ongoing, and allow us to be justified, saved, and sanctified. This is an important understanding of how life works. Okay? When you get a call from a friend, colleague, spouse, brother, sister, family member, where things seem to be falling apart. Ever had one of those phone calls? Yeah. The aspect of a saving faith and repentance starts coming to the forefront. Now, tenderly, I hope, and graciously, we ask, what's going on? How can I pray for you? How can I help you? I want to understand. Right? But this aspect here, of the inseparable and the ongoing sanctification that goes on, is at the heart of many times of those circumstances. Of justification. Justification is a what? Giving you a hint. right? A one-time judicial event. This is the gavel going down, ka-chink, right? Justification. A one-time judicial event where we are treated as if we never sinned. Right? How is that possible? Through the finished work of Christ, right? Because we are adopted. Those who are justified enjoy the privileges of belonging to God's family forever. Again, we'll speak about the perseverance here in a moment. Sanctification, oh, such a favorite one. Just think of sanctification. If justification is a one-time event, sanctification is an ongoing process. Learning, process whereby believers move towards holiness of good works. Bible verse that helps us remember. Okay, that'll be in the review. You don't get to heaven, right? By earning your way. It's not a joy. It's not a somehow a process of learning. Or excuse me, process of doing certain works. Go ahead, Joey.
I was reminded this week, I got into a talk with Simon. And he asked me something. I said, well, I don't ask for forgiveness. I planned it for a whole month. Why would I ask for forgiveness? I planned it for a whole month. He said, watch yourself. He says, because you need to repent all the time, not just because you planned it and it went through or whatever. He says, you have to ask for forgiveness for everything you do, Joey. Just because you planned it don't mean. He said, probably even more so. And I thought, well, that's the way I think. He says, well, I'm not going to tell you how you think, but so he reminded me of something I already knew, but was getting hard-headed about it, I guess. And he says, no, Joey, you have to repent all the time, not just when you think it's right. He said, you have to. I said, well, how is God going to forgive me if I planned it all that long when I knew I had my chance in 30 days not to do it and did it anyway?
So when you say you planned it, so I understand what you're saying. You mean that
if I buy a ticket and I didn't realize it was on a Sunday and I paid $80 for those tickets or more.
Okay, so you planned an event or something.
Right.
And it turned out it was on Sunday.
Yeah, and I feel, well, I can't get out of it now. Because I didn't know what day it was and it fell. It wasn't planned that way. It fell that way.
Okay, gotcha.
But I had 30 days to
rectify it, to fix it.
Yeah. And Simon says, think about what you're saying. So you're choosing whenever you want to repent? I said, sounds that way, don't it? But anyway, I'm just sharing that it can happen with... Even though we can walk with Christ, sometimes we can get blind real fast. I mean, overnight, sometimes on something like that. And, you know, it's like anything else. If I do something, I can find 100 ways to say, well, but...
Excuses.
You know, we all can. And we do that with our sins sometimes. But that's why we have each other, is to remind each other, not just the outside unsaved, but to remind ourselves that that's... That's what we're supposed to do.
That's the iron sharpening iron principle that Joey's speaking of, right? Two pieces of iron, but they sharpen each other because, what? They create friction, and it causes heat. Friction is one of those things that causes heat and light. Okay? All right? Heat and light is... One of the byproducts of friction, one of the results of friction, like that applied, is a smoothing or a sharpening, right? Think of what sandpaper does. Think what's a smoothing and sharpening. So while you're going through the heat and light, the grinding is like, ugh. But the result is the goal or the objective of sanctification, sharpening, awareness. Okay? Loopy. Oh, pointing to him. Oh, waving. Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. So perseverance of the saints. Here we are. So Ben raised the point of some quotes, you know, and what the last one is, a whole bunch of people say, am I really saved? Ever had that doubt? Yep. Yay and amen. Okay. So this chapter is to address that. Now, it's got three parts, some pretty chewy, that's my term, words, older language. So we, in Ben's style here, he likes to break it down. So 16:1, they whom God hath accepted in his beloved, effectually called and sanctified by his Spirit, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace, but shall certainly persevere therein to the end and be eternally saved. Okay, the breakdown. Accepted and effectually and persevere were the three words that we chose in this to refine a little bit, maybe simplify. So what does accept mean? To receive. It also means to acknowledge. Okay? It means not only to take a gift, but I accept that to be true. Right? That's one of the things you do as a juror. So agree to sleep, recognize is valid. Next one. So they whom God has recognized is valid. And then effectually, target there, on target. Yeah, it works. Right? Successful. Accomplished. Got done. So they whom God has recognized is valid in his beloved, successfully called and sanctified by his Spirit, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace. You ever feel far from God at times? Right? You ever wander? Okay? It's a truism of our fallen estate. It's a truism of our sin nature, that we are prone to wander. Yet the encouragement here is we aren't going to be lost. Okay? We'll wander. But shall certainly persevere. Persevere means, you see the rock rolling uphill there? You can do it. Continue even when difficult. Even when difficult. Now, we have in this country a lifestyle, generally. I know it's a 330 million or so people. But generally, our lifestyle is generally comfortable, rarely hostile. Now, say that guardedly. People live in hostile situations. They're more dangerous place and less dangerous place to live. But for the most part, you can travel across this country and you can get something to eat, right? You can have some water, clean water to drink. It's available. Any of you this morning wake up and wonder not whether or not you'd get clean water today? Did you wonder whether or not you were going to have food today? That's not the case in much of the rest of the world. Okay? That's not the case. So to persevere to Americans can mean, well, I got good 5G on my phone, so I was down. Or what? Something yummy food. This hamburger is better than that hamburger. To persevere in many other parts of the world, it means to survive the day. Okay? So, in a restating of 6:1, they whom God has recognized as valid in his beloved. Who is his beloved? Jesus, right? Okay. Successfully called and sanctified by his Holy Spirit, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace but shall certainly continue, even when difficult, there unto the end, and be eternally saved. So we go through all this life with the various phases of childhood, adulthood, adult plushood, adult plus plushood as you get older, right? Various stages. And we try to have relationships and careers and things like that, right? We've got our young adult folks in here today, and any of you are just getting through your studies or to a point where you're looking at a career, right? You want a career, and you're thinking about that job, or you're thinking about that next step. And many of you, I'm going to guess, are thinking about what does that next few years look like in the way of your relationships, right? You do. And in the end, I want to encourage you with this truism that our hope is in Christ and that the ultimate objective is to come before the throne of grace and hear our Lord say, what? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Right? Enter into this peace. So think of all the things you're working on, all the study you have to do, right? All of this work that you're doing, which is, by the way, consistent with what God wants you to do, to be a tool in His hands. I know that sometimes the word being a tool is a derogatory term. Maybe I'll use the word an instrument in God's hands, right? And Joey. And so you're going through all this, and it's probably a little easier for me to say as an adult plus aged person that ultimately the Christian is looking for the quite simple, quite profound acknowledgement from the Lord that you did your duty, right? Isn't how famous you got, how much money you made, isn't any of that stuff. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Joey, your question or comment.
It seems to me like every day while we're here on earth, every day is a training for us, seems like.
Yes.
And what I mean in training, everything that comes to me that's not really good or somebody's hurting or somebody needs money or food, or that's part of the training. And when we things happen in our family, we have to keep our eyes on God, because it's funny how people say, Joey, can you pray for me? I said, I'm thinking, why can't you pray for yourself? And what I mean by that is they put enough trust in me instead of trusting God. They feel that God's not going to hear their prayer because they don't go to church.
Right.
And it makes it hard on me sometimes because I have to tell them, hey, I'll do it for you, but the credibility goes to God, not me. But I can't always open the door for you. I can share Christ with you. I says, if you like. He says, no, but would you pray for me? My mom's passing away. And I said, well, no. I said, I'm not going to leave here. We'll pray together. And because if I just walk away, they're not going to know if I did or not. I can tell you, oh, I'll pray for you, Rick. I get home, I forget all about Rick. And maybe I'll catch him a couple of days later. He's already okay by that time. But when the bad things come to me, or I feel like God does that in the training. For the next one, you might stumble a little bit, but as it goes more and more, you learn how to deal with that. It's not a point system, but it's a growing up system. And you fall into that category of being watched.
Yep.
People, you don't think they're watching you, but you can tell, oh, I thought you don't do this or why. But I learned, and I never say, well, you know, I'm still in training. I'm barely going to pass. But I learned what you just said about the telephone. For me, I thought, I don't. But you know, when I go to the doctors, I go anywhere, Kyle fixed it up that I can read my Bible and my telephone. So there's no excuse that you can't
right.
at anywhere, at any time anymore. And so...
In several languages, by the way.
When I don't... Yes. And so when I don't read, I'm not quite in training. I am in training on the other one. But putting the armor on, that's the training part. And they all go together. But without that armor... You just hope it does.
Right.
And, of course, you trust in God. And we fear sometimes, you know, when things happen. And I have so many friends, why? And I always tell them, why not? We're all equal. Why not? I said, I don't know if you guys get that. Why me?
Well, Joey, there's...
And I tell them that you guys think that you're being punished. They all think that we've done something so bad that God's doing that to
right.
us.
That's what I was going to get to. They obviously, I mean... I wasn't there for the conversation, but when people ask you to pray for them and they've not really shown a lively faith, there's a couple of wonderful acknowledgments there that somewhere deep in their conscience, they believe there is a God, because who are you praying to, right? Number one. And number two, they believe he's accessible somehow, some way, through you or through a human, okay? Which are two really important foundational blocks in faith. There is a God, and you can approach him. Maybe I can't because I'm so bad, right? How can I be forgiven? But those are the two blocks you want to work on. That yes, there is a God, and he is a wonderful, loving God. He also is a God that has what? Yeah, he has mercy, which means we get what we don't deserve, right? I'm going to just touch on Ben's meeting, and I want to pick up on what Joey said here. So in 18 words from 44 words, God's children have been called and made holy, are saved forever, and may not fall away. For good, forever. Okay. So, how many here sometimes suffer from worry? Okay, everybody's hands up, right? That's another one. You ever feel stressed? Stressed, right? Stressed. Yeah, someone recently studied a bunch of time for a test. Were you stressed? Okay. How about being anxious? Anxious, right? Remember, this section is about perseverance. Perseverance. So do you think those three words up there, worried, stressed, anxious, are something you hear about, experience, or observe every day? In somebody or something, right? Every day. Now, wanting and knowing, I was grateful that Ben gave me a little bit of notice, and Art and I had to make some adjustments, so Pastor Fox... Went to the Remington. I was supposed to do the Remington this morning. This month, our church supports their morning service. So one of the elders or several folks have gone over there. So Art was covering that. I think he just got back. So the young adult class is in with me here. So I wanted to try to make it relevant to you. So I thought I'd use emojis. Is that stressed? Worried, excuse me. That's worried? Right? Is that worried? Good emoji for worried, right? How about stressed? Huh? Is that a pretty good one for stressed? I'm sweating. Oh, yeah. So this one here, anxious. Yeah? Is that anxious? Every day, these aspects of, I'll call them emotions, right? Emojis. Every day, we either experience, observe, or hear about them, right? So it's a pretty big part of life. What does Scripture tell us about this aspect? is there a place in Scripture where we can go when we sense or feel experience or observe one of those things. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. The language here speaks directly to us in this, in really today's terms. Remember, one of the things that Ben does very well is we try to take the Westminster Confession of Faith language and restate it in something that's a little more straightforward for us. So if this aspect, worried, stressed, anxious, is something you experience every day, and I'm not trying to call you out on this one, Junior, but someone said to me this morning when I said, well, what do you do? What do you get going on? They go, I have literally every hour planned, right? Yeah, for some things to do. And what's driving that? A little bit of anxiousness? A little bit of worry? See, I'll tell you this. No comprende C-minus student to A student. Okay? Right? Yes. Just a little side story. When I went off to go to UC Irvine to grad school, after being, I was over 50 years old, and I showed up and I brought my transcripts. All right? And she looked at them. The admission, she's like, because I was a rock star in the C minus area. Okay? But I also took 16, 21, and 24 units in three consecutive semesters to graduate and go off into the Marine Corps. So I had a focus. Okay? I just wanted to get the job done. Now, I'm not telling you that's better or worse. It was just my focus. But I didn't quite understand the stress. I had different stress. Okay? And isn't that one of the challenges we have in our relationships? Right? Husbands, have you ever unsuccessfully tried to console your wife with, don't worry about it, honey? Yeah, I see some hands going up. Or, what are you worrying about? Or, it's no big deal. Right? Not usually successful. Okay? Not usually successful. It's not that we have a lack of compassion. We don't comprende that stuff. Okay? But who does? God does. Scripture does. So Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything. Period. Is anxious a pretty current word? You know what anxious means, right? Falls right in with worried and stressed. Okay? Is that language the language of a command? It's the language of a command. Do not, that's a command. Do not be anxious about what? Anything. But, you know, God, you don't understand. This is my school stuff, or this is my motion in the military, or this is whatever you got going on. It didn't give like a list. It said anything. Do not be anxious for anything. But in every situation, you can't say, well, you don't really understand. It's very complicated. You know, it can really have, no, in every situation. In every situation, through prayer and petition, this is back to Joey's comment about someone asking about. It says, use prayer. It didn't make a recommendation. It said, use it. Prayer and petition, what kind of attitude are you supposed to have? A thankful attitude. With thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. How? In Christ. In Christ. So would this be a helpful verse to read every morning and every night before you go to bed? Yeah. Kaylin.
Another one of my favorite verses is 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7.
Okay, would you read it?
It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And so as I'm going through nursing school, that is one of my favorite verses to look back on, because oftentimes I get really prideful and like a lot of my stress comes from that, because I'm trying to control everything and make sure my grades are good.
Right.
And so I like that it says to humble yourself, because it reminds me that if I get a bad grade on a test, you know, it's not the end of the world. God has everything in control.
Right.
So it's a big reminder for me in that.
Thank you. Yes, those, in fact, there are many who teach for a living who will tell you that failure is where learning really begins. Right? Really begins. Okay. We are going to go on to the next chapter, Lord willing, when Ben gets back, the next block. And I just want to give you this reminder from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. It's not of yourselves. Okay? As we think about this perseverance, when you make it through a tough situation, it's not, I did it. I'm tough, I'm smart, I'm clever, I'm whatever. No, that's not it. It's not of yourselves. Okay? It's a gift from God. Okay, so let's close in prayer. Yep, yep. So the question is, how do you know when you're called? So when you're called as a believer? Called to serve. Okay. All right. So we've got a pretty good big group here. Please remind Ben or I, and I'll let Ben know this, that we want to start with that discussion. Okay? Called awareness of a call to serve. You remember we said at the dinner, we talked a little bit about that, and I'll just leave you with this. The call, I believe, we believe in our perspective, if you will, there's an internal call and an external call. The internal call is your sense of wanting to help or do something, your sense of contributing, your sense of duty. An external call is those around you encouraging you to do so or seeing that gift in you. Okay? Okay? So let's close in prayer. Our Father God, we thank you again for the beautiful day that you give us today to come here and worship. We pray, Lord, that